Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who's that, baby? Who's that Mo House, bruh? Who's that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been gettin' all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass.
Doing a buck on the highway, switching four lanes. I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize and fall in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square, bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work that ass.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you've been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Work on talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work that ass.
When are you gonna work that ass? Work that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work that ass. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast, Friday, July 30th, 2021. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody that's clicking on the link, everybody that's on the phone. I'm amazed that I see a lot of numbers on the phone already. I don't know if it's for me. Or I don't know if it's for a famous pronoun, exciting, innovating, Lord West. I'm not sure. Either way, it's good with me. How everybody doing out there tonight? I'm feeling good tonight. I'm feeling real good. I'm on one. Remember, I used to say that on my other show. I used to be like, I'm on one tonight. It's been a hectic week. I don't know if it's been a hectic week for anybody else, but it's been a hectic week for Jay Sean this week. And I learned in my life that you take the good with the bad, and God don't put more on you than you can handle. And whatever don't kill you, it only make you stronger. That's a real statement. And I've been through some shit this week. But I made up in my mind that I'm going to save it for another show. Because tonight is the show of all shows. It's the podcast of all podcasts. It's the Mardi Gras of the Mardi Gras. Tonight, I feel like I have someone, a special guest, that's on the show that see what I see. He feel what I feel. He been through what I've been through. Came, he saw, he kicked ass. In other words, he was the best to do it and get away with it. Now, a couple of things I got to get out the way before we start this show. If you clicked on the link tonight and you want to listen, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. If you're calling in and you want to listen, I appreciate that too from the heart. But if you want to talk to the guests or you want to speak to me, after you call the number, you have to press 1. If you're having trouble clicking on the link, you have to call the number. If you're having trouble calling the number, you have to click on the link. Shoot me a text. Inbox me on Facebook. Let me know something. Because I'm here to please everybody. I got a lot to fucking say tonight. And I only got a little bit of time to say it because at 8:25, 8:30, my guest is coming in. And I could honestly say that I've never been more excited. I've never been more ready. I never anticipated more than tonight to have my friend over 45 years to come out here and let me interview him. Hold on, let me take a sip of this Tito's. I'm getting lit tonight. I'm on one. I'm smoking. I'm drinking. And I don't give a fuck. And if I spaz out from time to time and it's a little bit too much for you, fuck that too. Because sometimes in life, you got to call a spade a spade. They quack like a duck. If it walk like a duck, then it's a motherfucking duck. Earlier in the week, I came into a epiphany. I came into a tragedy. But I don't want to just shine. I just don't want to put it on me because there's people going through shit all over the world. A good friend of mine is going through some shit right now. a family member is going through some shit right now. I'm going through some shit right now. So I'm not going to sit up here and air out my dirty laundry. I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to go that way with this show. Somebody used to text me and said, don't let the devil get the best of you. Oh, man. Don't let the devil get the best of you. Yeah. Don't let the devil get the best of you. I like that. I feel you on that. I feel you on that. For real, I do. So I won't let the devil get the best of me tonight. But I couldn't be Jay Sean if I don't keep it real. I couldn't be Jay Sean if I don't speak what's on my mind. I can't be Jay Sean if I fake the funk, perpetrate a fraud, not be original, not be 100% the person that I know I could be. I'm not trying to bring shit on this show. This shouldn't be on the show because my life is everybody's life. And my life is shit that everybody out there go through. Not just me. I'm not special. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But I will say this on another note. I've been through some shit. Close friend of mine been through some shit. Or going through some shit. And that's where we're going to leave this at. We're going to leave this right there. Where we gonna talk about some relationship shit. We gonna talk about how to keep your mate in love with you. We gonna talk about what make men cheat. We gonna talk about what make women cheat. We gonna talk about all that good shit once my guests come on the show. But right now, it's my fucking time. From 8:05 to 8:25, it's my time. So stop fucking telling me what ain't my time. This is my time right here. And what I see is my time as I see is this. The podcast is a beautiful thing. You get to express yourself. I'm not just talking in a microphone. I'm talking to everybody that listens to my show and support my show. Everybody that listen every week and support me every week. It ain't about donations. It ain't about money because I could get money. I'm a hustler. It's about the people that listen to the show. It's about the people that support the show. But it's about relationships. And I'm a person that been through enough relationships and now that I could say, fuck love. And I could say, fuck relationships. And right now, on my show at 8:15 on July 30th, I want to send out a message to everybody, especially the women. I want to send out a message to all the women. With Jay Sean, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, is looking for, I'm not looking for love. No, I'm not looking for love. Anybody out there? And my man Dre gonna love this one. Anybody out there? I got a job. I got an opening for a job for you. I'm looking for a woman out there. I'm looking for a woman who's willing to come to my house once a week. Or you're going to get compensated for your time. But first, I got to give you my qualifications. So we're going to do a little interview right now. We're going to do an interview. We're going to call this a Jay Sean interview for 10 minutes. So I'm going to give everybody a couple of minutes to get a pencil and a piece of paper. I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes to get a pencil and a piece of paper. And I'm going to pour me another drink. And I'm giving everybody, this is an application for a paying job. This is a paying job. And you know a lot of people out there ain't working right now with this COVID shit. This is a paying job. 1 day a week. Maybe 2 days a week. I don't know. I got to talk to my son, Dre. He out there listening somewhere. Dre gonna love this one. Now I love that guy for real. Don't love too many people. And then you know what they say: a drunk person speak the truth. So I'm gonna give everybody a couple of minutes. Get a pencil and a piece of paper, because I got a job. I got a job. I'm doing the job interview for everybody. And if you fit the qualifications, inbox me on Facebook, inbox me on Instagram, or inbox me on Blog Talk, and we'll take it from there. So you let me know if you're ready. I'm going to give you a couple of more minutes. Let me see if anybody texting me on the line. Man, I'm so glad it's Friday, man. I've been waiting for this day for so long. I love this show. I love what I do. A lot of people got these fake podcasts out here. This is the realest podcast. I used to say in the universe. But this is the realest podcast in the land where you're going to get real, uncensored, uncut shit on my podcast. And you still got time to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend that Jay Sean on the line and he acting a fool. And I see the numbers out there. Okay. Everybody ready? The first qualification is I'm looking for a woman come to my house once a week. That's it. At my age, that's all I need. Once a week. Number one on the list. Is hygiene. I don't want no stank pussy. I don't want no pussy smelling like ass. I don't want no ass smelling like pussy. If your hygiene ain't up, do not even think about filling out the application. Do not think about inboxing me. If your hygiene ain't up, then you all fucked up. That's number one. That's the main thing on my agenda is your hygiene. I don't like funky vagina. That's number one. Wait a minute. I wrote this shit down. Hold up. I got this shit wrote down. So, man. All right. Hold on 1 second. Number two on my list. Number two was hard. I'm not going to lie about that because I don't really know if I'm an ass man or a titty man. That's hard. I don't know if I prefer a nice round ass or some big, perky, upright titties. But what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say is, I go with the nice round ass. Fuck it. If you got a nice round ass, then you qualify. Titties, but I'll take the nice round ass too. And don't forget, this is a paying job right here. This ain't nothing. This ain't pro per diem. This ain't an internship or nothing like this. I'm 100% sure. I'm 100% serious about this shit. I'm tipsy. Yeah. But I'm serious. And Dre ain't texting me, so it's okay what I'm saying, because he would have texted me and said, get off that. Third on my list, you got to have some sexy undergarments. You got to have some sexy swimwear or some sexy dancing shit. You gotta have some sexy undergarments. If you don't got that, you don't qualify. I'm telling you that right now. Number four, number three, or was that number four? I believe that was number four, whatever. Number four on my list, you gotta be able to dance for me. Because everybody know I'm from that dancing world. So you got to be able to dance for me. Lap dance. Just a little bit of entertainment. And we cool. Number five on my list. You don't have to worry about me trying to kiss you. You don't have to worry about me trying to go down on you. Nah, I don't need none of that. I'm cool on that. But you might have to do a little something, something for me. Just a little something, something. So anyway, now that we got that out the way, anybody interested being paid, compensated? Because I'm done with relationships. There's no more relationships for me. I'm done with that. I'm done with relationships. I'm done with all that shit. All I need is somebody to come by my house once a week and show me a good time. I'm an easygoing, quiet, laid back person. So anybody out there looking for a part time job, inbox me on IG, Facebook, or even out here. And we'll see where it go. And I might be able to get you some more business. Yes, I might be. Well, we got a lot of numbers up here tonight. People calling in tonight. Hold on 1 minute. Let me check on my guests. I done pissed a lot of people off. For real. I did, but I'm keeping it real. I'm not bullshitting. Any females out there who wouldn't mind coming to somebody's house once a week, I don't need long. Maybe an hour or two. Come by, throw on something sexy. Dance a little bit. Like, give me a couple of lap dances. And wherever it go. Oh, one thing I forgot. If you're period on, you don't have to come. You still get paid. Now, that's some shit. You get paid for your day off. Now, that's some shit right there that we ain't heard about. Let me check out my guests. It's 8:26. Oh, shit. One second. We getting ready to check on my guests right now. I done took the show to a whole nother fucking level right there. I love my radio show. And anybody out there listening, I love my radio show. For real, I really do. But now we getting ready to take it to another level. I'm going to play a song. And my guest should be calling in a minute. Let me see. Let's set the mood. What do we have here? Okay, I know what we got. My favorite shit. Where is it at? You know what? Let's hear some Jamaican music, man. For real. Let's hear some Jamaican. Yo, we get ready to go to a song, and I'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast.
Yeah. Psalm 25, verse 5. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are Jah, my savior. Every day I'm a prayer. Me no one for stray. The God me from my rear. No one for sure not yet. No one for sure not growth. I'm not sure my love. Me still moving on. Man I carry on. Go the journey long. Me just a holy fear. Mama said for we. They must pull the gate. Yeah, I know the table turn. More you live, you learn. Yeah, youth, just hold it firm. On a solid ground, you must get a return. Don't give up. I know the road seems rough. Push me aside, now I feel see we rise. Them chat and criticize, once they we victimize, so them can rejoice. Now make my mama cry, oh me and mine, let me testify. I go and do my best, and you will do the rest. Now I'm gonna stress, yes. Protect me upon the streets, me not retreat. Are you give me them lyrics, yeah? To fit on the beat, Mr. Disjack, put it on repeat. Don't give up, I know the road seems rough. Don't give up, I know it might seem tough. No, don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up, I know the journey is rough. Every day I'm a prayer, you know I'm for straight, Jah guide me upon my way. No one for sure not yet, no one for sure not growth, I'm not sure my love. business still moving on. Man, I carry on for the journey long. Me just a whole little fear. Mama said for weird, they must pull the gate. Yeah, I know the table turn. The more you live, you learn. Yeah, you just hold it firm. On a solid ground, you must get a return. As I get to you, them push we aside. No one to see me rise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. This is the moment that we all been waiting for. But before we do that, I always give my peoples an introduction. An introduction is well deserved. The next person that I'm bringing on the line is a friend of mine from like 45 years, could be more. And I want everybody to understand when I say 45 years, that's a long time. For people who from Patterson, you know.
I saw.
I grew up, I was born on 17th Avenue and 31st Street, or grew up there. He grew up on 31st Street and 29th Street, two blocks over. And we hung on a block that was two more blocks up, 17th Avenue and 28th Street, or 27th Street. Everybody who knows that you're from different hoods, everybody know when you're from different hoods. That you got, on every block you got the fly niggas that pull the chicks. You got the shooters. You got the people that fight when other people come to your block. You got the smooth niggas that just smooth, that's keeping money. So everybody play their position. The shooters, the fighters, the smooth niggas, the dressers, and you have everything. So the brother that I'm getting ready to bring on the mic right now, he all of them wrapped in one. So when you think of somebody that's universal and all that, you think of him. When you think of a trendsetter, you think of him. When you think of somebody that's paving the way, you think of him. When you think of somebody who put aside a lot of other shit to share the riches and to teach other people what they know and the game on different things, you think of him, because you got a lot of people out here that's selfish. You got a lot of people out here who want the money or whatever they want. They want it for self, self, self. You hardly ever get a brother, or you hardly ever get somebody who share the wealth, who share the game, who share the knowledge. And I'm not going over the top. I'm just giving him his flowers while he's here. We go as far back. Our mothers even knew each other. And that's way back. I don't even know if it was the 50s or the 60s, but our mothers, and my mother, rest in peace, our mothers knew each other. And we was able to, me and him together, we was able to, 2 or 3 years ago, make it possible for my mother and his mother to reconnect and talk one more time, and it meant so much to my mother. and it meant so much to his mother. That's how far we go back. And I got to say something else. And I got to say, he another person that I always gave people respect. I had big brothers. I don't think he did. People like him and Just I and Power and other friends I had. I had big brothers to teach me the game. I had big brothers to teach me the streets. He didn't. So he had to, it was on-the-job training. He had to learn himself. And I could go on and on and on with this shit. And he might be humble about it. And he might be like, Jay, it wasn't all that, but I'm here to say it was all that to me. First person to be incarcerated in my hood. The first person to come home and give us the knowledge of self. The five percenters that spawned the whole nation in Patterson. I'm not saying he was the only first one or the only one, because I know people are going to say that. I'm not saying he was the only one or the first one, but I'm saying he was one of them. He was one of us that taught us different, a lot of different shit. And he might don't even own up to that, but I'm going to tell you that. He was the first person to help me do my first lock door. And everybody know my history as a lock door, as being the king of the underground go-go world in Patterson. And he helped me with my first party. I seen the real. I acknowledged it. And I accept it. So with all that being said, if anybody out there, once we begin the interview, if you want to speak to me, if you want to speak to Lord West, just press 1. If you want the link, call in and press 1, and we'll take it from there. And that's it. So without further ado, Lord West, is you on the line with me?
Yeah, testing.
All right. Jay. Hold on. 1 second. Yo, what's good? What's good? I don't know what I should call you. Should I call you Supreme, or should I call you Lord West? Or what you want me to call you tonight?
You know what, Jay? You said it all. I mean, in my father's house, there's many mansions. You know?
All right.
Every place I stepped, I probably had a different name.
Right.
And only
people that know you good, you know, only people that know you good. So know what we going to do tonight?
Yeah.
We gonna start off with Boo Boo.
you must got some really really old listeners there.
Because everybody don't know like that's your first name, but other than Stephen, it's Boo Boo. That's what we called you, Boo Boo. So and then we're gonna go into Supreme, and then we're gonna go into Lord West. But we're gonna start off with Boo Boo first. You know what I mean? How you doing? First, thanks for coming on the show. How you feeling tonight?
Yeah. First and foremost, Jay, I'd like to thank you, man, my beloved brother, man. You know, Jay Sean, the Patterson Pimp, all your accomplishments. You know, I wish I could have been a part of your history, you know, while you was making history, but you know, you're just like me though, you know, we're going to make history and we're going to leave it alone, because that's what it's called, history.
Yep.
What you do in your life, you don't look for hoorays or likes.
Right.
Especially when you're in your heart, you know, and you believe in something. You got to believe in something. Let me just say this. Everything I've done, Jay, all my life, I believed in. You know, when I started hustling, I believed in that shit. You get it?
Yeah.
And I started yeah, whatever it was, like, I believed in it, you know? And I just felt like I just went all the way, you know, to help people, you, everybody around me, a whole network, you know?
Did,
go ahead.
Okay. First, let me ask you. Because I know you in different parts of your life right now. So, is you, I was going to ask you where you at as far as relationships right now, but I don't want you to tell me because all the ladies might hang up. So we're going to say that for last. Growing up, right? So growing up in Patterson, right? I meant to ask you, did you have any older brothers? I know you had sister, Terry.
I'm the only boy, little boy that was fed to the street.
You was the only son. See, I respect people like you and Justin Powell who never had any older brothers. Because I had older brothers to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like for you growing up, you know, in Patterson and 17th Ave?
All right, to make it quick, you know, like you said, I was growing up a single child, male child, and there was no guidance. Let me just be real. There was no guidance. I ran into the block store, which is the block now, you know, 75.
Yeah.
Go to the store back and forth, you know, saying, seeing what's going on over here, you know. Met up with Shadi.
Yeah.
You know, Shadi's older than me, you know. So I met up with him, and that was my teacher for a while, teaching me how to box, you know. Teaching me how to hustle. Teaching me how to shoot dice. Teach me how to smoke weed. Teach me how to drink. Teach me how to go to the socials. Teach me how to go to the block party. What's up, all that?
Yeah.
I just
went. He taught all of us that.
Up to that brother been teaching, you know, and I give him his props too though. He don't want to take it like me. I'm like, Shad, you taught me, bro. Man, no matter how big it, sometimes when you're a teacher and you give things to people, right, and they overshadow you a little bit, you tend to you know, get a little grudge, you know. Oh, now you fly now. You on your now. You hustling. You breaking in your own house now. You got another crew, you know. So I had to leave the nest. You know what I'm saying? And that's power.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. So
around
look.
That.
You was the first person from 17th Dad from where we was from. You was the first person to get in. We talked earlier. You was the first person to get incarcerated, and then you came home and you brought the I don't know how many people familiar about that. You brought the 5% Nation to us, and then it just spawned out. It spawned out. You know, I don't care what nobody say or who brought it. I know you brought it. You know what I'm saying? So how was it doing?
Yeah.
As a juvenile doing your first bid in jail?
Yeah, well, I got incarcerated. It was real bad, man, because I was playing football and I was like thinking I was going to do something. But, you know, all the things that happened in Patterson at the discos and up the hill, down the hill battles and stuff, you know, I'm a little guy, man. We was little, you know, we was like, man, we need to bring some protection with us. Let's bring the gun to school.
Yeah.
Shit. Some niggas from CCP down there. I'm like, we looking out the window when it's time to go home. Scared to go out the damn fucking building.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm...
And you got caught with the gun, right?
Yeah. Early. I was like 17. In school.
Right.
Big ride up.
Right. Yeah, big I remember that. I remember that. And you got locked up.
Yeah.
So then we move on to Supremes. Because then when you went to jail, you changed your name. You became Supreme, right?
Yeah. When I went in and you know, the brothers grabbed me, you know, and they were speaking this language, man. Like, I'm telling you the truth. Let me just bring it back and throw this out here. I don't know how many people remember Mooka Dean. Peter.
Yeah.
From 12 Fabs. These are brothers that I run. I could name a lot of people, but this is what kind of struck me. Peter. Mooka Dean.
Yeah.
On my way down to Jamesburg, but I was already in the county. He came from Jamesburg to the county, and he used to draw this flag all the time and put in the nation of Islam. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is this boy doing?
Yeah.
I know. Like, what is this flag shit he's drawing? He keep drawing on each paper, talking about I'm God. And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? So
right.
When I got down there, I met the brothers and stuff, you know, and I started listening on the ciphers, you know, just like that. That's
right.
All just gravitating, you know, just gravitating because I was anxious. You know, this is what Mooka Dean had in the juvenile joint. So I'm like, okay, oh man, well, let me listen. So they let me listen, you know. They ain't try, you know, came to a couple of ciphers and stuff, you know, listening, and I was born after that. You know,
right.
Certain things. It was, you know, what it was, Jay. It was something. It was
what
curious
was?
To me, but they was talking about us.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the thing is that you came home, and you gave it to us. Cause that's what I remember. You came home and you gave, you know what I mean? You came home with the mathematics, and your name was Supreme. It wasn't Boogle no more. Your name was Supreme. And then it just went from one person to another person to another person to another person. You know what I mean?
Jay,
and,
I was glad.
You was what?
I was glad to ditch that Boogle thing.
Yeah. Oh, you was glad to ditch it.
I wasn't the only God that came home, but I was one of the first ones that knew 120 lessons.
Right, right,
right.
Yeah,
it matters.
And a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But
uh-oh.
I'm gonna leave that up. I'm gonna leave that up to them to research that. You know what I mean? That's what
on.
They gotta research.
So then.
We go to, you know what I'm saying, we go from there, we go to, you know, I mean, we could go on and on and on about the slumming days and all that stuff like that, but people want to hear the juicy shit. So I'm going to go, I know people want to hear the juicy shit. People want to hear about the male dancing world, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did you get into that? Because somebody just texted me and said, ask him, how did he start dancing?
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. We was getting there though. We ain't got that much time.
We got time to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
No. This is your show, bro. But guess what? You know
what?
It's like when you ask me any question, it's like so much behind it. So I'm trying
to
just
ahead.
Make it
no,
short.
No, go ahead. I don't got nobody else on. I got you until you don't want to talk no more or until
you Oh, short and sweet.
Come.
Short and sweet. All right, well.
Yeah.
Like me doing my things, I was incarcerated for like 3 years, you know, somewhere in the 90s.
Okay.
And I came home doing nothing no more. That 3 years made me a believer.
All right.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, when I came home, I was like, I'm not doing nothing. No selling nothing. Don't do nothing. Right. So I find out I got a gig at this club called Club Eclipse through my sister, Karen.
Okay.
Taking pictures, you know, everybody taking pictures.
Right.
So I did really, I was out at the reggae club. You know I love to dance all my life. You missed that out.
I know that. You was a dancer.
I used to hit up all those bars. Yeah, number one dancer. I thought I was. Mr. Sexy Man, dance with you all tonight. All right. So, I came home, long story short. In the club, I met a girl that I knew for a long time. She was like, hey, Stephen, hey, what's up? She was like, I see you out there working them damn girls. I'm just doing my thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just dancing, you know, reggae style, too. You know what I'm saying? Not even my own shit, you know what I'm saying? Just going to the reggae hard, you know, whining, all that stuff. She said, you would make a cute dance, a nice dancer. I'm like, what? What kind of dancer? No, this is serious. This is first words out of my mouth because I'm saying it in the street. She's like, no, like a stripper. What you do? Yeah, I know you get money, but like, what you gotta wear? She's like, just that, this and that. Oh, you got. I said, you know. Long story short, she said, would you like to go to a show with me? And you know what, man? At that time in my life, right then and there, I'm telling you, right then and there. See, that's what I was telling you. I move on instincts. I said to myself, I said, fuck this picture shit.
Yeah.
I said, fuck this picture shit. I ain't leaving because it was my sister's business. It was me and her. I'm the man who bring all the girls up there. She collect the money. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll go to a show. I was like, hold on, let me just about Jay. And I'm like, okay, testing the waters. You know how we do, right? Test the waters.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no to nothing, not especially with money. It's legal. I tell you, I wasn't doing nothing no more. I came home from that 3 years. I ain't care if I was broke, long street.
Right.
I had a family, you know. But so we went to this club on the other side of East Orange. I forgot the name of it. I would have told you. And this show blew my mind, Jay. Like slumming blew my mind. Like the nation blew my mind. And a lot of things that blew my mind. I seen it one time, Jay. I seen the guys get out there and. I was seeing them do the routines and all this movement and women and the women, they wasn't, they were, excuse my language, ladies, if y'all out there, I'm not, because the bigger women used to have the clubs. I heard they had them a lot. I wasn't, but when I got there, man, these little skinny girls, you could pick them up really easy, but that is hell, put it that way, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They was all back in their hands, Jay. And I'm watching this shit for the very first time. I can't believe it. I said, what the? One guy came by me, and I counted the money on his hip. I counted like $150. And they just giving it to him. That was only what I could count. I said, $150 on him right now. She was like, yeah. And I seen him dancing on the girls and doing the routines and on the girls and getting the money and dancing on the routines and on good routines. I'm like, wow, I could do that shit. That shit blew my mind, Jay. I was a dancer that same. I was like, look, what's my name? I said, B. That would be your manager.
Who was that?
Go ahead.
Who was that said they wanted to be your manager?
I don't want to say no names, but she was a close friend. Oh, that's a juicy, yeah. But yeah, no, y'all not gonna know her. Her name Barbara, and bigger woman, and she used to hang around the strip club. That's how I got there. So she was like, "You make a good strip." She wants some of that dick anyway, though, Jay.
So look,
I had to hit.
So hold up. So look. Check this out. The dancing, the male dancing world is crazy to me. But I had the opportunity you invited me to come to
Relax.
A show you did. I don't know if you remember this.
Man, talk about it, Jay.
Me and Kay Sean came. And I think so. And you told me, I think it was in Passaic, and you told me to come upstairs. I came upstairs with you in the dressing room with you and the other male dancers, and you brought a female up there with you. And this shit fucked my head up. You know what I'm saying?
What it do?
And it was females
that's
up
called,
there.
That's beef up girl.
Huh?
That's the beef up girl. The
yeah,
beef
okay,
up.
Yeah,
you know?
That's all, yeah. So you don't mind if I talk about that, right?
Okay, keep going. Talk about everything.
So the females that was up there, I seen them like they was like getting y'all hard, like jerking and shit and whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then once you get like hard, then I seen you like y'all tie something around y'all penis, around y'all balls. Like explain that shit.
Okay.
Like what do y'all do as far as tying and all that shit?
Okay. Well, you know, like when you're first getting ready, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what kind of show it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did so many shows, and I'm just going to say what happens. Like, you know, you get somebody that you comfortable with or comfortable with you, or maybe a groupie or something like that, badass groupie or something like that, whatever your choice is, and, you know, you ask her to come back and help you out. That's how we put it, help you out. And they already know once any girl go in that bathroom with the guys, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Some people need more. All I need is just to see something. You know, I don't need all that. But see some real shit besides the damn book. You know what I'm saying? Some real shit. So we take a bra strap, something really soft, really, really soft and really soft. It has to be soft. If it's hard, it's going to cut you all night and you're not going to make no money. It's got to be really soft. It's a string. It's like a cock ring. That's what they call it in adult stores, cock rings. But they ain't strong enough. That shit ain't strong enough. Your blood going to go back and your dick going to be soft and you're going to be like, don't want no short dick, man.
So hold on.
You know,
so you saying that once your penis get hard, you tie it up and then the blood stay in your penis.
You trap the blood. You trap it like a dope fiend.
But ain't that painful?
No, it's not. The way you do it, it's not painful. You just tie it up just enough where the blood don't go back. You don't squeeze it. You don't. I know some dancers probably did, but I mean, it depends what kind of show it was. I squeezed that motherfucker. Yo, you ain't going down. I got to get this money. This motherfucker go down, I'm broke.
So Preem, so at male dancing shows, so you saying that, are you saying that the big girls are the best customers, the BBWs?
Yeah, yes. Well, nowadays it's everybody. Nowadays, it was just the BBWs, but now it's like everybody. It could be anybody. No, nowadays it's more like the really cuter girls because they try. I don't know. They just trying so hard. Little skinny ones, and you know, you looking up, they dropping about $100 on you, and you just looking at her like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm trying to bang that tonight. I'm trying to hit that. She dropped too much money on me.
So male dancers really made a lot of money when you was dancing.
Oh yeah, when I was dancing, because Forrest turned it up. If he out there, big up to Forrest. That's my teacher. Is he out there?
He was out there. I think I just got disconnected from him, but he gonna call back in. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah. I was Forrest money bag.
you was his money bag?
What's his money fucking bag, bro? I was his money bag, bro.
That dancing world. But how about the female dancers? Being a male dancer.
It's a lot of stuff. Like, if it's women out there, they want to hear about the male dancers. The female dancers, you could talk about that later on, like a little later on, but I'd rather talk about the male dancing if that's what we doing tonight, because it's a lot of secrets that they want to know. You know,
yeah,
they
want to
know.
They want to know. Okay, go ahead. Run with it. They do want to know. A lot of people interested in that.
Want to know things and stuff, you know, like next time, I wish I could talk to like somebody, like ladies out there. I wish I could say,
yeah.
Get them to me questions besides you, because you're going to be like, you're a man, a woman. I'm like, well, this happened, you know, so that it's going to be good though, because you know what I'm saying? This foundation that you got, you know, it's going to get better.
A lot of females, they just listening because it's a lot of numbers on the line, but they scared. They scared to come on the line and ask you a question.
That's what we got to get them though, Jay. I'll come back a second. I'll think of a different time. It's a lot to me. And how I grew up, that was good. Women out here really want to know the dance, and that right there, that's what I think we want to hear.
That is what they want to hear. They want to hear about the male go-go world. That is what they want to hear. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear
everybody,
like some of the other stuff.
Right, so we're here now.
Go ahead.
We're here now. So, all the male dancers, everybody like a number one male dancer, a number one or number two, a number one or number two male dancer, even down the line. But if you're a number one male dancer, you got over 1,000 followers. And that's before the internet. That's going
right.
I think that's going to show. Going to show up at your show, you know what I'm saying? So you know, if you count $1,000, well, say just $1,000 was high. Just saying, like on a night, it's like maybe 500 girls. So it's $1 piece. Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Got 500 girls coming to see you. You can at $1 piece. That's $500 guaranteed, right?
Yeah,
because they got $1 for you. I'm only saying a dollar time, you know. But they drop more money, you know what I'm saying? So that's what, like, some followings, like the lower level followings, like, you're going to bring like 200, 100. You want to be the big guy, you know what I'm saying? You want to make all the money. You know, when you come out, they want to be running out the bathroom when they call your name.
Okay, so look, is it a lot of sex involved with what you do when you was male dancing? Somebody just inboxed me.
You're doing it, Jay.
Somebody said, is there a lot of sex involved in being a male dancer?
Well, let me tell you about the sex. The sex is the beginning. When you're like a rookie, I don't know what they call it. I forgot. You just start. When you get the name and you do a good routine one night and you shine, your outfit looking good. You out there for your first time, maybe second time, maybe third time. You know, you're gonna grab somebody's attention. It's like maybe 100 women there. Somebody's gonna like you. So. Even if you do really bad, they still have sympathy. You could get sympathy pussy. You could be, oh, you'll be better the next week. I heard that. You too stiff.
Wow.
You too stiff,
that's
but I'm
crazy.
Just saying. The sex come in the beginning. That right there. That,
oh, it come,
you know. That, yeah, in the beginning. It's first sex.
Oh.
I say sex, then it's... money, then it's control. Like, you want to start controlling stuff. If you're a dancer, you want to start making your own way. But the sex part, keep up time, you know, as we do things in the bathroom.
So the male dancing world, right? So the male, well, when you was doing it, not now. The male dancing world was very profitable when you was doing it.
Oh yeah, man, yeah, Jay, Jay, you know how many Ricky Lake, Jenny Jones, all that stuff, man. You know, things was happening for us. We paved the way.
Yeah,
you ain't seen me on TV a couple times, Jay?
Yeah, I saw you on TV.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
So it was big.
Yeah, you know, it was big to me too. You know, I wasn't in Patterson no more. I was out here doing this different thing. I know y'all guys didn't like. I ain't gonna listen. Now we look. They're gonna like this because it's juicy. I know my guy from Patterson, New Jersey, 17th Ave, was like, yeah, what the fuck is my boy, what's Supreme doing out there shaking his ass?
Yeah, I heard that a lot. I heard
Jay,
that a lot.
Jay, because I don't give a fuck what they say.
Yeah, I heard that a lot.
I'm a transfer. I can't worry about what they say, Jay. That girl showed me the money, Jay. She took me to the club. She showed me the money. I seen it. I'm like, oh, my God. 20s?
Yeah.
This guy got 20s all around his waist.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Somebody on the line. 3282, you on the line? 3282?
Oh, yeah. Where's Stephon?
Oh, yeah. I hear you, Daddy.
What's up, Wes?
Big Barton.
Yeah, I told Scorpio to be on here, but he had to work tonight.
Soon as he started giving you your props, you hung up. You left.
No. Let me tell you what happened. Jay, I was at Costco's and I was on my way home, and I had to come in with all these bags, so that's why I had to hang up.
It was.
Oh, okay.
I thought the.
That's it. You know, I wouldn't have hung up, man.
Yep.
All right. Hold on. Somebody texted me and said to ask you, what's the most amount of money you ever made as a stripper in a week?
Estimate.
That's what somebody. That's what the questions they sending me.
Hold on, Jay.
All right.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. We're going to get better, Jay.
Somebody said, what's the most money you made in a week?
No, let me, hold, Jay.
Yeah.
You hear me?
What? Yeah, I hear you.
No, because I need to talk to you because I can't, when I'm talking, I don't think I'm being heard.
No, I hear
you. So
you
got to say something. Okay, the most money I made in one night was $8,000.
You said 8,000 or 800?
8,000 in one night.
Damn. Okay, well, they probably heard you because...
I heard you.
If Barnes ain't saying nothing, hey, I did for it too.
That's right.
I know. See? Jay, I'm not lying. Your boy from Patterson, New Jersey, 17th Ave, Boo Boo, all that stuff. Man, I was one of, I'll tell y'all, as far as money bag, right? At one time.
You was what?
Forrest's money bag.
He had me on every show.
That's right.
Crazy ass. Every show. Made mad money off me. I said, Farty, I gotta start doing my own thing. Shit.
I wasn't mad at him.
No, you're not mad. Jay. Jay.
What? Yeah, I'm here.
I had to fly the coop, baby. I learned from Forrest. I was like, I got enough, baby.
Nah, he know how that goes.
That's that laugh right there, boy. I tell you. That's my guy. Jay, we talked about him before we got on. I'm like, oh, that's just the one.
Everybody know that laugh.
Oh yeah.
Somebody texted me and said to ask you, how did your family feel about you dancing? How your family felt about you being a dancer?
Hey Jay.
Yeah.
Anything going back to tell my mother loved me.
All right.
Anything I could do out there besides going to jail or get killed?
Yeah.
She loved me. Guess what? My mother didn't come to one of my big shows, but guess what? My sister did and my nieces did, and they reported saying, and I won the battle between me and this guy. I ain't going to X-rate it. Goodbye. Good night. So... You got Forrest up there. Well, you got some heavy weights up there. What? You got the whole system right here.
Yeah, Jay, Forrest calling.
You need to interview Forrest. Serious.
Yeah. Forrest got his own shit coming, but people just sending me questions to ask you. I don't know why they scared to ask you they self, but they just sending me shit to ask you.
Don't worry about it, Jay. That's how your thing. Hey, just take your time with it. Don't worry. You already know that's you. You're the smooth operator, not us.
Yeah, they want. I guess they shit they want to know, but they scared. Like we have a lot of problems with people wanting to call in and press one and shit like that.
Hey, let's keep the hot.
Somebody's saying, wait a minute. Somebody's sending me a message to ask you something. All these girls sending me all these messages to ask you, but they won't come on the line themselves. He don't. What's all that noise on your phone, man?
Mine?
That's your phone? What you want, a speaker? Somebody told me to ask you what you doing now.
Oh, all right. Well, right now, I'm an electrician. I was a single dad for like 7 to 8 years with two kids. Raised them right up out of from North Carolina to Wisconsin, Milwaukee. I just met a woman, Jay. A woman. I didn't say a girl. A woman. So I get lunch. Dinner, or you know, that stuff that we dream about. You know, like, oh, if I had this kind of girl, I would lock it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like, she's watching. I want you to know that I take chances on anybody.
She listening to the show? She listening to the show?
Huh?
Is she listening to the show?
Yeah, she's right here.
Oh. I see the show several times during the week.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I still got it, Jay. I still got it. But let's go. Come on. More questions, man. I'm ready. Now, you don't got to repeat it now.
All right. Hold on. Let me see what else is
going on. You don't put Forrest on there. I'm like.
Forrest call every week. Like, Forrest, like, call every week. Hold on. Somebody just said, what actually goes on in the back? What they said? What actually goes on in the back rooms? I guess they mean what goes on at them stripper shows after the show in the back room.
No, it's the bathrooms, I think she said.
No, they said, somebody said the back room. The back room.
You know what? To get more raunchy, so what I do, what guys do, we don't have a back room. We have the bathroom.
Okay.
And guys have to go out, right?
Yeah.
And they got to be the hardest they could ever be in their fucking life. Okay? The hardest, like with to dick, you heard?
I guess what they saying is after the shows do you be getting laid?
After the show, we go to the Waffle House. Seriously, that's where we don't. You know why? Because we have to sit in the Waffle House. We have to sit in the Waffle House, Jay, and sit around all the members, everybody that was a star that night, whoever flopped, whoever that, who won. We come together. We all eat. And then we go home. Whoever you with. Because female dancers, even though they got girls, like a lot of girls, they still kind of like pick who they going home with. If they was going to ditch early, they would have went out the back door.
All them hard dicks. Somebody fucking somebody after the show. I guess what they trying to say is it always sex after the show for you?
Always. Always, Jay. Always. Jay, when you number one, you get anything you want. I guess
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
You have a dancer on your podcast right now. Number one.
Hold up. You caught me off guard with that. Hold up, Wes. Hold up. Hold on one second. We having a good time. 3572. You on the line. Who this?
Yo, peace.
Peace. Who this?
Yo, this is Medina. Lord West. Peace, God.
This Medina?
Yeah, peace on
me. Yeah, this is Sue Medina from 12 Ave. Tell God Sue I said peace.
Peace
on me. This Medina from 12 Ave. He said peace.
He is.
Lord West, what's going on, God? I ain't seen a long time,
yo, peace almighty. Hey, check in. That's all. Yo, Jay got this podcast going, man. He reached out to me. Man, I'm an old ass man. He said, come back again.
You had to represent Lord West. You know you've been doing that for years, God.
Peace.
You know what I mean?
See, that's the check in. See that, Jay? Jay said what he said. But he said,
I
can't
hear
you. You can't hear me? Yeah, you coming in a little broken up, Wes. Go ahead. I hear you, Wes.
No, I'm saying. Jay from 17th Avenue from 12th Avenue, like, peace almighty. Shit, when I was over there, I was doing the same thing, Jay.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah,
Lord Westman, yeah, you know the guy I've been doing inside with Jay. Jay definitely got me on contrast and making sure his podcast good.
Yeah.
Always check in. When I seen you and Jay Lord West, I had to get a guy to shout out because we go back like Cutlass Street.
You see, I don't know what Jay doing out there. I'm going to work, coming home every day. I don't get none of this. This is something new for me right now.
I love it.
Let's promote my brother, our brother, and just make something bigger for it. You know what I'm saying? It's a bigger platform. Man,
definitely that.
I don't even know who I'm talking to, Jay. I'm ready to talk to Tracy. Where's she at?
Who? Hold on. Hey, Wes, hold on 1 minute. Hold on, Medina. Hold on.
All right.
2102. This Atlanta number. Who this?
Damn.
2102. Yo, 404. Yo, who 404?
Ginger.
Who?
I love when you
who
this? Low and travel up.
Ginger.
I don't want to jump up and beat. Hey, Jay, I love your podcast, bro.
Hold on, Wes. Somebody calling in from 2102.
Yo, what's that?
It's a 40, 4012 number.
What's
somebody calling in to the radio station, Jay Sean?
What's good? Yo, I got Wes on here. Hey, Wes, you know who that is?
Who?
Hey, talk to him, 2102.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Boo Boo.
That's Boo Boo? That's the prince?
Yeah. I don't want to say who you is. I want him to find out who you is. Say what's it. I want to see if he know who you are.
Hey, this motherfucking Pimmin on the line. What's on your mind? Shit, you know who it is.
Yeah, that's
Marquis. Yeah, you know. The one and only, man. Anything outside of that is a phony, Jack. Judy.
Hey,
good, man. What's up with you, Cat?
Hey, pay with that way?
Yeah,
pay
right. We're going to see about it.
We're going to see about it.
No, they're going to pay, but they ain't going to stay.
Hey, hold up. Preem, when the last time you talked to Matt, Marty Brown?
Man, that's another podcast, bro. Don't do it, bro.
You got him on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia on the line.
Yeah, the ATL, man, Atlanta, Georgia, man. We just giving it to them, man, every day of the week, you dig?
Hey, Matt. Hey,
just going down the bar, man. They got Jagged Edge, everybody. All them cats down here, Jagged Edge.
I just seen the
Goody Mob, Dungeon Family, Outdoor Free shit, huh?
Hey, Matt, tell me something about Supreme, Matt.
Matt Brown, tell me something that you know about Supreme.
Tell me something that good. How you know Supreme?
I know Supreme a money getting motherfucking joker. I know he's certified official. You know what I'm saying? The referee Ben blew the whistle. That was years ago. I know he damn. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. He get my salute, man. You know.
All day long, man. I got pictures of
Supreme Boo Boo 5 deep with them ducks. Them crows, man. No snows, all crows. All full of crows.
So, all the same shit.
I hear you.
We could go. This is a different podcast.
This is real, man.
You know, I'm talking about trying to stay down for your crown, man. You know, niggas just got to do what they do, man, you know.
I've been doing it year in and year out, man.
Every time I'm on the concrete, man, I'm putting it down. I got me one here now, man. She thinks she's going
MK.
To work.
MK.
Yeah.
No, I should call MK. Marty King, motherfucker. Hey, look.
No, man. I'm known cross-country. And locally accepted and well known, you know what I'm saying? Everybody call me either Mac Brown or either Mackie.
Mac.
You dig? That's it. The one and only, man. Everybody here. What's going on?
Hey, MK.
Yeah.
Tell me about the times I was at your house and I live right, hold up, that I live right next to you.
I was telling my mother we stayed on the same block.
Bro.
I said, Tell me
how to hit hard. Football.
Yeah, man. My nigga come up hard in the race, man. Shit, niggas was hitting me hard. I was just getting it, but they was giving me. You see, though? But shit, man,
you know, we don't.
I never knew y'all lived. I never knew y'all lived next door to each other.
Yes, we live right two houses over. That's how I
know
him.
Yeah, same block.
Same block.
Supreme Boo Boo bend down when the Barcelino's man, he had them up on the bed so nice, man, slick down with the baby. Oh, I said, this nigga here, okay. Shit. I said, all right with you. All right. That nigga had a great one, man. Prince Charming, looking like a motherfucking P.I. See how this is out, man.
Well,
hey, man.
Yo, Supreme Boo Boo. Yo, this some real monument shit, for real. The people that don't know. Like, this some real shit
man.
Right here. Like,
let them know,
this some
man.
Shit
we're letting them know, man.
This, this,
know
this
every
some,
day,
this
man.
This shit, like,
it's not
what
a
we talking about. We talking about shit from, like, 50 years ago. It's love.
It's not
yeah,
a funeral. Hey, Jay.
You know,
it's not
still
a funeral.
Around, you know?
What's up, Spring?
Yeah, we in
hey,
the Spring.
Hey, Jay, get back into the sex shit. I'm ready.
Huh?
He
get
ready
back
to take
into the sex shit. Get back into the section.
Man.
I'm ready. The girls
you
might
know
how big
might
my
wanna...
dick is.
Yeah,
right,
man. Let them know
right,
we can make
right.
some
hold,
shit
hold,
local,
hold,
man.
Hold,
we ain't got to do it long distance. Do it. Do your thing.
Love you.
Hold up one second. We got a lot of callers on the line. One second.
I put him in the game. Put him in the mix, man.
Hold up one
That's
second.
Good.
One second.
Now, Stakes, this is talking shit. And wait for your time.
One second.
Answer a question.
Let me see. I got another caller for you, Wes. Hold on one second.
I'm right here.
All right, this is crazy, man. I got all these numbers on here. One second. Damn. 3-2-8-2-3-5-7-2-5-7. It's numbers on here. It's people on here that's just listening, ain't saying nothing. Hold on one second. Yo, this a monumental shit right here. You know what I'm saying? Because we all grew up together.
Hold on, 0953,
you on the line?
No,
0953. I'm here. 0953, how you doing?
Hello?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing tonight? You got a question for me or Wes, or you just wanna say hello, or what you doing tonight?
I just text Wes a question.
You did what?
I just wanted to ask Wes a question.
I didn't hear you. Say that again.
I just wanted to ask Wes a question.
I'm here, baby.
Ask him a question. What you wanted to ask him?
What's the question?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, being a dancer, a male dancer, has there ever been like a woman pimping a man or another man pimping another man, like something like that? Has there ever been something like that before?
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, all right, listen. Now, I'm going to give it to a roll.
Don't put no cut
hey,
on
Jay.
It.
Hey, Jay, just don't.
Go
don't
ahead,
say,
go
nobody
ahead,
say
ahead,
nothing right now. I want to answer
right.
this question for real. Let
all
me
right.
tell you something, baby. I don't know. I guess I got into this game as a heterosexual despite. Jay, it's from around my way. Jay, listen. I love women.
I'm listening.
That's it,
I'm
right?
listening.
No, but guess what, though? I'm going to tell you something different.
What?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
There's other stuff
yeah.
going on,
yes,
Jay.
Hold on. All right, go ahead, Wes.
Jay, when I hear your voice and I know who I'm talking to, you interviewing me, bro. I can't hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm here. No, go ahead.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
We had a lot of people
I,
on the line. Go ahead. It's
I
just
know.
Me and you now. It's just me and you and the caller. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm here.
When I got into this game.
Right.
I'm all female.
Uh-huh.
Right? Love women.
Right.
Yeah, you already hit airport. You know how we do.
Yeah.
I'm official Patterson nigga and I love what? Everything that a woman got, right? Trust me.
Right.
Into the dancing. Oh. Some. Oh, you want to take me to a gay party? No. But they do. They make a lot of fucking money doing it. And I'm not going to say no names. That's all I got to say about that. Men
right.
do dance. All right?
Yeah.
Question. Men do dance for men, for money. And they do more than that, Jay.
Wow.
Jay.
Yeah.
You the one talking to me, and I told you the truth. They do it. I seen it. I don't do it.
So you saying that men do male parties for, like, gay men?
Yes. I did one.
Right?
I did one.
I mean, that's real.
Listen, I did one. But they do it off as it's going to be all chicks thing. But when I got there, but they was paying really good. Fairly paid good. I was like, yo, okay. Bad. I'm in downtown Newark where they have the symphony or some shit like that. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, man, I'm chasing that dollar. I'm like, could I do my Lord West thing here?
West. You know what? I think that's the number one question that a lot of ladies want to know, for real. Yeah, I appreciate that lady having the nerve.
Oh, no,
Jay,
in order for you to build, I have to be truthful. They're going to be like, you know what? That Lord West is truthful. He tell it like it is. I'm saying, I ain't going to tell too much dirt on myself, but I'm telling you what, my word, you know me so good, and I think everybody know me. Not on a sexual level, but I danced for men before.
That's real. That's real. That's real. That's all
not
you can
for
ask for.
Not for men. Jay, listen to what I said.
Yeah.
I danced for men. I didn't dance at a men club. They had men there. So I just went with the flow. I could pick and choose who I wanted to get money from. And I was like, oh,
hell
shit, this male dancing shit is kind of crazy. It's kind of fruity. Nah. It was kind of fruity, man. I was like, whoa. Y'all, you dancing on a man? Oh, word. No names. No names, because you know what?
Somebody text me, said it's a job. Shit, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Close to that, Jay. Close to that. But you already know that I got the knowledge itself. That you've been on many episodes with me with women. We ain't never talk about no man. And when I joined this group, shit, it was all women at one time. And they was branching out. Fuck, I was like, oh, up there make some money. You can get fair.
Yeah.
Mother's Day, every first of the month.
That's when they had the shows, like the first of the month, right?
Dancer, I know y'all was mad. Not you, Jay.
But look,
not you.
No, I know.
Not you. People, I didn't care.
Yeah. But hold up. Forrest, you had something else to say?
Well, no, I'll just say this about. The lady calling up asking how male dancers dance. Have they ever kissed? But like Wes said, no names. But I saw a show with two guys on stage kissing.
each other. All right?
Is that foreign?
Yeah, this is
yeah, that's foreign. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, hold up. Forrest know more shit than I do about this shit I'm talking about. He is the king.
But Wes is privy to the people I'm talking about, but I ain't going to mention no names because there were a lot of women who saw that show and they said, woo, when they saw it. But let me tell you this. It wasn't two guys that were gay. It was more like they had a bond. Okay, I'll just leave it like that. Okay, and first of all, I'm not putting anything out there that the public never saw.
That's horrible. That's horrible. If you need to kiss your fucking brother to make some fucking money, you're a dummy.
Yeah.
Well, if you twins. Now research that shit. They twins.
That's why I said it wasn't a gay thing. It was more like for money, like Wes said, you know.
Yeah, but you don't need to kiss to get money, Forrest. You didn't
teach me that. No, I agree with you. Yeah.
You don't have to kiss to get money. That's not a skit.
Uh-huh.
I used to dress up like a girl, though.
What?
All up. Hey, get your listeners ready. If you want to spill the beans, I ain't scared.
Hey, Jay, I want to say this real fast. I remember one time I took Laura to do a private party. That's when I used to drive, and we were down to Elizabeth Avenue across from Weekway Park. And one girl like Wes, one girl like me, I said, come on, Wes, let's go back to my place and have a little fun. Wes took the couch, I was in my bed. We had a little fun that night.
You know what? Nobody could do a podcast like Forrest could because nobody knows his business like Forrest do. Okay? Nobody. We learn from him, Jay.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah,
this is a family
I always say that.
You'll be a hater. You'll be a fucking hater.
That's crazy.
Well, I want this, you know what I'm saying? When I did this podcast, right? I did this for exactly how it turned out tonight. I want people to know about the male dancing world. I wanted people to know about what goes into it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Don't feel like it wasn't a waste because you'll be surprised what people pick up on. Like just because people ain't talking, people listening. You know what I'm saying? So everything you said is positive. I even learned shit. You know, everybody learns shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit! I didn't tell it all. The boys would be mad if I tell it all.
I know a lot too. Yeah. Certain things just don't kiss and tell. It's a damn secret unless you write a book.
You said, Jay,
we're giving you mediocre. When you go into me and Forrest about what male dancers do and what they don't do, oh, we make money. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we cut up. Yeah, we built. It's a lot of things people do for money. You better know that. That's all.
So look, the podcast
got to get a little stronger, and I want to go on stage with Forrest and me here just tell it all. You got
so
a lot of money, goddamn.
Somebody text me and said, can they book you for a show now?
I'm all the way in Wisconsin right now. And we just won. Bucks just won. Yeah, go Bucks. Go fucking Bucks. I was at everything, and I was at the goddamn playoffs. Bucks and six.
Yo,
all right?
Somebody,
they know that.
All right, I heard all that, but somebody said, can they book you for a show? I guess it don't matter if you're in Wisconsin. Will you travel?
Yeah, but is it a male or female?
No, it's a female. Send me that.
That's just, hey, Wes, just say, Wes, that's going to cost you a lot of money for me to travel.
Hell yeah, I'm retired. They got to fly me out like a superstar. Forrest, you hear that, Forrest?
I am. So the West will travel, put you up with the accommodation, give you a booking, pay for your breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hey, Forrest,
you ain't got no problem. Just hit him with a budget and a contract. Huh?
That's gonna be a lot of money.
Hold on, travel, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, look, hold up. All right, look. On the real though, for real. Let's take it down a little because we didn't really get to talk about a lot of things I wanted to talk about. But look, we still got some time, so it's a couple of things I wanted to ask you, Wes. Far as relationships in the 2000, like now, do you think that men or women? Yeah, I'm asking you a question. Do you think that men or women are to blame for the way relationships are, the demise of the, you know, because, you know, a lot of people is cheating and a lot of divorces is going on. Who would you say is at fault, Wes?
For the hundred.
Huh? Wes talking to somebody in the background.
I'm talking to you, Wes.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Shit. I got kids in the other room. I'm like, this is funny, and I love it.
It's all right. It's all good.
I love it, Dad. I'm trying to listen. You know what? Guess what?
I'm asking you, who is the blame for the way relationships is falling apart today? In your opinion, men or women?
My little dog. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you honestly, it's the women.
Yeah,
I got hurt. I'm like, yo, bitch. I was trying to grind. I'm like, look at me now, bitch.
Yeah,
Forrest,
that's real.
Look, I'm eating right now. I'm electrician. I'm great right now. It's women.
It's like, yo,
the men are gonna be men. We just simple. We trying to make it. If you give us a platform like you got, and this little talk shit right here. I love it, Jay. I want to do another one with you.
I'm asking you that because I agree with you. I agree that it's women.
No, I didn't say you that. I was speaking to the crowd, to your followers. It's the women. Y'all have to respect us a little bit more. It's a lot to us. We don't get it right away. We learn as we go. We learn as we go.
Right.
Jay,
so look, Wes, hold up, Wes. So do you think that all men cheat?
I believe that, but I believe it's for a reason. You know, I believe that's for a reason.
So what about women, Wes? What you feel about women, right? So you feel that do you feel like a lot of women are cheating nowadays?
Yeah, because the new style that we got, Jay. You know when we came up, okay? I'm gonna put it out there. The new style that these guys got, we had that style, but we kept it. Side chick and all that shit, sugar mama. Oh, you already know what I know about the sugar mama. Oh shit, Barca, shit. We got another podcast to go. Me and Forrest need to be on the podcast so we can call all our shit. And okay. Yeah, you got to pay us for that, though. Yeah, you got to pay us. I'm telling you.
I said back to the question. Are women cheating as much as men?
Okay. They're doing it more because,
right.
Like, if you broke, what the song said, broke niggas don't deserve no pussy.
Right. They don't.
So they thinking about, like, and women, like, yo, you ain't got no money, you ain't get no pussy. That costs you.
They got all this stuff right now, Jay, where women, yo, they always been in charge, and because you know, but before they didn't know that they pussy was money until we told them.
Yeah.
Jay.
So all right. So look. I gotta ask you another question. Look. So basically, you saying that a lot of women is the fault for what's going on in the relationships right now.
I blame Instagram.
What?
Nigga, you should have laughed at that. I blame Instagram.
But I am laughing. Like, where the hell that come from?
That's being real. That's all I know. I'm like, shit, Instagram.
All right, look. So, look, hold up. I got to ask you something because we're running out of time. Well, look, hold up. I got to ask you something as far as notice, and everybody know I ask all my guests before they leave my show. I ask them this one question, and I got to ask you this. Is love real? Is love real, Supreme? All
right, hold on. Let me think about it real quick.
Go ahead. Take your time. I ask all my guests this.
I got it.
And I don't want to tell you what I say because I don't want to.
Listen. Listen. You know, you already got
real.
Me ready to talk. I'm not ready to quit. I want some more questions. Those questions were easy. I want more shit. I want to talk about how you get your dick sucked so bad and all this. How many threesome me and you apart had? I told you that's another podcast,
yo,
nigga.
I gotta bring you back for all that. I didn't know you wanted to go into all that.
I told you to get Forrest on the line. They might not know his old ass.
Yo, is love real?
Bro, love is definitely real. You know we taught that on the block.
Wow.
Everybody
I ask say love is real, but I don't think love is real, but everybody believe love is
real. Let me tell you, Jay. Go back to your studies. Listen, I'm not being rude. Go back to your studies. It's love. When you love something, you just love the way it looks. You love the way it walks. It's something about that, but you love it. Peace, and you just want a piece of it. You just want it.
Okay.
You don't want it all.
Okay, so hold up.
Love is definitely
hold
real.
Hold up, yeah. So you said, okay, love is real. You said love is
more
real.
Nasty.
So you want to get into some real shit. So look, you said love is real. So look, you in a relationship, right? Do you think that you deserve one night a month where you could go do what you want, and your woman could get one day a month that she could do what you want?
I like that, Jay. She's right here.
What you
got to say
about that?
Yeah, you know what, Jay?
What?
Being real. Yeah, I'm agree with that. It's called a night pass or whatever.
It's called a night pass.
But that shit, I believe
pass.
In that. You know why?
For you and her, you believe
in
that?
Yes. Can't be no one way, bro. No.
Okay.
Because she likes Shaggy.
Right. I believe in that, too. I believe in that, too.
One night a month. Hold up. If you don't accomplish it, if you ain't hot like that for what you think you want, you know what I mean? Then you're going to be like, oh, I'm old. You better go back to that old lady. But no, she out there fucking somebody else named Shaggy.
Yep. So look, Wes, can you be in a relationship with somebody who don't give oral sex, if they don't give you head? Could you fall in love with somebody who didn't give head? Like, I'm giving you the real shit now. This is what
okay,
you want.
Right.
I'm giving it to you.
Yep.
Could you be in love with somebody who didn't give you head? But look, hold up. I'm gonna tell you this first. Farrah said he could love somebody, for the rest of his life that didn't give him head. I don't believe that. Could you be with somebody for the rest of your life that didn't give you head?
Guess what, Jay? Guess what?
What?
I'm going with the teacher. I can. I can, because you know what? I'm telling you, Jay. That's it.
I don't believe you.
No, I told the truth, Jay. I'm not going to come on your podcast and tell you
a lie.
You
could be with a woman for the rest of your life if she didn't suck dick.
No, yes, I can. Because you know why?
Wow.
I'm a pussy beater.
Why?
I'm a pussy beater. Jay, I'm Long West, not Lord West. It's called Long West. Jay, I be pussy. I beat it. I don't want to lick it. I'll get fucked. That shit. Turnover, bitch.
Oh, man.
Jay, I'm a pussy beater. I always been. I can't even nut. I can't even come off fucking goddamn head.
Man.
You have to be super head. I don't even know. I had some super heads in my days. Jay, I cannot. All right, nut.
So how about where you stand with the anal sex? Where you stand with that?
Is the woman you were, does she gotta be able to do anal?
What?
She just left the room. I'm beating that asshole down. She white. All right, bye bye. All right. Next question. Go.
I'm asking you. Where you stand with the anal sex?
I already said it. She back in the room.
What you mean?
What you heard? Yeah.
She said she left the room. She back in the room. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but I told you what I had to say. He asked me about anal, baby.
Oh, well, you can call. Yo, put her on the phone then. Put her on the phone.
She gonna steal the podcast.
Okay, I'm here.
Put her on the phone.
See, right there, you can't. Yeah, you can't hear you. You need to get. You know what, Jay?
I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, you would never be that. You'll never be that. I wouldn't even be on the phone
okay,
if you
were that. Okay. Well, ask her, can she love a man who didn't do oral then?
Let's tell him about the animal. Just give it to him.
He turns me on with the anal.
No. I'm saying, could you fall in love with a man who didn't do oral sex?
So you could go without that
for the rest of your life.
Listen to me. Falling in love is not about the sex, because the sex comes when you fall in love. It doesn't matter if it's anal, oral, or any other way.
Okay.
Hey, Jay.
That's a woman talking. I got to respect that.
I respect that.
Yeah.
This is your podcast, because we had it on the calendar all week to do. This is something we needed to do. I said, Bay, I cannot miss this because it's my brother. I'm telling you, I'm not.
I respect Forrest.
Yo,
Forrest, what'd you feel about that?
Well, everybody does what turns them on, Jay. I mean, she said she like anal, and, well, you know how I feel.
She didn't say that.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she
did.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Your own podcast.
Oh, my bad. I didn't hear her say that. My bad. All right, go ahead, Forrest. I didn't mean to cut you off. What you said, Forrest?
No, I'm just saying, man. Well, hey, look,
Forrest heard that. I didn't hear that. He heard that.
Everybody, hey Jay, listen. Everybody's different, man. I could live with a woman. She ain't got to give me no head. As long as she's doing what she's supposed to be doing, it's cool.
Who said that?
That's me, Wes.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah,
hey, Jay.
Hey, look. I've been in the game so long. I done had enough of that, man. It doesn't matter if I get it
until
the day I
know.
I die. You know
exactly.
So when we first met, it was Savage Love.
Savage?
It was all about sex.
Savage.
It was savage love,
Jay, from the beginning. Like, oh, come here, I need you. I want to fuck you in your ass, you white, you know what I go through. Yeah, and she right here. But it's different, Jay. I never when we coming up, we wasn't really dealing with white girls. I'm like, man, white girl, where you like me?
No, we wasn't dealing with that back then, but now we do.
Yeah, but hold up. But when you get older, man, that's like add that to your bucket list, my nigga. Frost, I think you're gonna laugh on that one. Add it to your fucking list, nigga. I'm in Wisconsin right now, and I put up a lot of white chicks all the time on my Facebook because that's all I'm getting out here.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know why? I love my black chicks, but that I got a white chick. So at the end of the day, that's what it was.
Yes, whatever.
Somebody texted me. Somebody text me and said sex comes with falling in love. So your woman is right. Another woman text me and said sex comes with falling in love.
Yeah.
And that's what she just said. So I believe that. So
listen to the podcast. She's smart.
You know what? When you've got love and you've got sex, that's a done deal.
That's what's up. Yo, look. Yo, we running out of time. Wes, look, man. I gotta have you back. You know what I mean? I gotta compensate you for your time because you've been real with me. A lot of people, even though you get that electrician money.
I'm eating right now. I'm good. I'm good.
Your
brother gonna make a way though. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
We all gonna do that from 17th Ave. We know how to hustle.
Platform,
you know what I'm saying?
Jay, this platform, God, I wish I could see that. I wish the girls could like chime in more and like not just me and you talking. You know
on the podcast. Good.
Yo, look, hold up, because we running out of time. You know, Forrest got a podcast coming up, too, April.
Well, I want to go on his podcast. He need me on his fucking podcast.
Forrest's podcast is called Expressious, Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. But look, I got to end this. Look, hold up. Look, got like 2 minutes left. I want to thank everybody, all the people that was on the link, all the people that called in. If I didn't get to you, I apologize. You can still hear the show tomorrow when I pick up the link. Thank everybody. Thank Lord West. Thank his woman. Thank Forrest. Thank the ladies that call in. Mac Brown. I forgot whoever else. I forgot. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? We'll be back next Friday with Tracy Hickman. Keeping talking real shit. No infections.
I'm
no
coming
yeast.
On with Trey.
Tune in. Same station, same time, same station. We gonna do it. You know, we gonna do it. It been real. I don't know what the fuck went on tonight, but it went. I don't know what happened. But we had a crazy show tonight.
Look, you can get the girls on. They gonna be nuts like the men going hard. Me and Forrest, Forrest, call me. Let me go on your podcast.
I got your number. Call you, Wes.
Let me tell you how great you are. God damn it. You have me in a goddamn fucking G-string in the goddamn downtown in the north in a little fountain.
Yo,
take the picture, nigga.
We got like 30 seconds left. Yo, Wes, man, much love, man. Peace. I wish you the best for
Wes.
Coming up. Thank you for coming on my show, man. And thank Mac for calling in from Atlanta. Yo, we see y'all next Friday, man, on the craziest podcast in the land.
I got it.
Yo, no infection, no yeast.
I love you, man. I love y'all. Thank you. Thank you for the AJ, man.
I
want to do another one, man.
No problem. I'm going to call you.
Everybody. Yo, it's been real, man. It's been real.
Yeah, it sure has, boy. I tell you.
Yes, where Scorpio ass at?
Yeah, it works.
gas, nigga, roll up,
ayy. Fly, nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down, cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bankrolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist and win a D-freeze. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D-sweeze. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin bangin' for the five, he bangin' big B's. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on this chain cause a ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whippin', talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the colonist. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I feel like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be stuffing. Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh.
Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.